All right, thank you for that introduction. For my research, I was looking at the impact of defoliation as well as fall armyworm feeding on growth and yield of rice. So rice is one of Arkansas's top exports, producing around $2 billion annually, and currently we produce around 49% of the U.S. supply. Rice has three main growth stages. You have the vegetative, where it's starting to put on those leaves. It starts to tiller. It then moves into the reproductive stage, where those nodes are moving, and that head is starting to emerge from the plant. And then you have the grain filling and the full maturity stage. So some of the common pests of rice, you have the grape colaspis, which becomes a pest before the flood is applied. You then have the rice water weevil, which becomes a pest after the flood is applied. Once that rice head emerges, the rice stink bug becomes a major pest. And then you have the fall armyworm, which can become a pest throughout the whole growing season. So the fall armyworm's in the family Noctuidae. It can migrate as far north as Canada from its overwintering sites in South Texas, South Louisiana, and Florida. It has a broad host range, and it's typically a foliage feeder. So the fall armyworm actually has two different strains. You have the grass strain and the corn strain. And how you tell these two apart in the field is basically what they are feeding on. So the grass strain can be found feeding on rice, Bermuda grass, and soybeans, and you can control this strain with pyrethroids. And the corn strain can be found feeding on corn and grain sorghum, and you can control this strain with diamides. So the current recommendation for Arkansas is very broad. Over the last several years, we've seen large infestations. The current threshold that we're using is 6 larvae per square foot, and you should treat if it is seen feeding on the flagleaf, panicle, or stem. So since this data was conducted in another state, we have no validation of this threshold, which moves me into my question, what growth stage and defoliation level leads to an economic loss? So the objective of this study was to evaluate the damage caused by armyworms at different growth stages of rice using infestations as well as simulated defoliation. So moving into the first part of my objective was the mechanical defoliation. We had two different plot sizes because we had two different locations, and it was depending on how much area we had. So the plot sizes were 5 foot by 8 foot and 5 foot by 10 foot. The defoliation timings that we were looking at were 2 to 3 leaf, early tiller, late tiller, and internode elongation. And the defoliation levels that we were conducting were 0, 33, 66, and 100% defoliation. We also used a randomized complete block design, full factorial. So how did we conduct this manual defoliation? We used electric weed eaters. We used the same person in each rep to ensure the defoliation was the same throughout the whole rep. Plant heights were taken 0, 6, 12, and 18 days after defoliation to determine how well that plant recovered after being defoliated. We also conducted 8 reps per location. So how well did that plant recover? So on the x-axis, we have the day measured, 0, 6, 12, and 18 days after being defoliated. And on the y-axis, we have the plant height in inches. So for these earlier growth stages, like 2 to 3 leaf and early tiller, you see that the blue line is the untreated check, with the purple line being the 100% defoliation. There's a trend there. The plant did recover fairly well. And as you can see in the early tiller growth stage, the 33 and the 66% defoliation actually overcompensated and grew taller than the untreated check. When moving into those later growth stages, like the late tiller and the internode elongation, you start to see that separation, and that plant was not recovering as well as it did earlier in the season. So now let's correlate that with yield. Was there yield impacts? So on the x-axis, we have the different growth stages, 2 to 3 leaf, early tiller, late tiller, and internode elongation. And on the y-axis, we have the yield in bushels per acre. So as you can see, for the 2 to 3 leaf and the early tiller growth stages, there was no significant differences compared to the untreated check, so there was not a reduction in yield. But when you move into those later growth stages, you start to see there is some significant differences. So with the late tiller, we saw a significant difference with the 66 and the 100% defoliation levels. And for the internode elongation growth stage, we saw a reduction in yield across all defoliation levels. Looking at my second location, again, for the 2 to 3 leaf, there was no significant differences compared to the untreated check. But for this location, for the early tiller growth stage, we did see a reduction in yield with that 100% defoliation level. And again, with the late tiller, there was a reduction in yield with the 100% defoliation level. And then the internode elongation growth stage, there was a significant difference with the 66 and the 100% defoliation level. So I also wanted to look at live infestations of the fall armyworm and conduct this in the greenhouse, as well as compare that to mechanical defoliation, also conducted in the greenhouse. So how we did this is we reared the fall armyworm in the lab, and then once the plant reached the appropriate growth stage that we were going to infest at, we infested with neonates, allowed those neonates to feed for a little while, and once it reached the appropriate defoliation level, then the larvae were terminated. So how we did this is five plants were in each pot. Two pots represented one rep. These pots were left uncaged, and rice was allowed to grow at normal standards. So the infestation timings and the mechanical defoliation timings that we were looking at for this study was 2 to 3 leaf, tillering, and heading. And it's important for me to point out with the heading growth stage for the mechanical defoliation, I only defoliated the flag leaf. The percentage defoliation that we were trying to achieve was 0, 25, 50, and 100%, and 4 replications were completed of each. So looking at the live infestations data, on the x-axis we have the different growth stages, 2 to 3 leaf, tiller, and heading, and on the y-axis we have the average yield weight in grams. So as you can see for the 2 to 3 leaf growth stage, when the fall armyworm completely defoliated the rice 100%, we did see a significant difference compared to the untreated check. But with the tillering and the heading growth stages, there were no significant differences compared to the untreated check. So it's important for me to point out with the tillering growth stage, we're missing the 50% and the 100% defoliation levels because we did not achieve those levels. We reached about 30% defoliation across the board, and we terminated at that time because the rice was growing out of that growth stage. So looking at the mechanical defoliation, this graph is set up exactly as the previous one. Again, for the 2 to 3 leaf growth stage, we saw that reduction in yield when it was 100% defoliated, and the same goes for the tillering growth stage. For the heading growth stage, again, there was no significant differences compared to the untreated check. So I also wanted to look at seed treatments to determine what seed treatments best control the fall armyworm and how long they persist in the plant. So the 4 seed treatments that I looked at were Dermacor, Cruisermax, Verimark, and Nipsit. 3 replications were completed per treatment. How we did this is we planted 10 seeds in a pot and to ensure germination, and once we reached germination, we thinned that to 3 plants per pot. And as you can see in the picture, these pots were caged in the greenhouse. So looking at this graph, on the x-axis, we have the different growth stages, 2 to 3 leaf, tillering, and heading. And also on the x-axis, we have the duration of days the fall armyworm were on the plant or alive. And then on the y-axis, we have the number of larvae that were alive. Starting with 15 were infested in each pot. So for the 2 to 3 leaf growth stage, as you can see, the red and the orange line represents Dermacor and Verimark. We're getting the best mortality results with those two for the 2 to 3 leaf growth stage. Tillering, the same trend follows for there. And the heading growth stage needs a little more. I need to dive into the statistics a little more to determine exactly what's going on at the heading growth stage. I also wanted to do a preference test to determine if the fall armyworm preferred feeding on the head of rice once that head emerged from the plant and was flowering and was pollinating, and to see if they preferred feeding on the head versus feeding on the foliage. So we used sleeve cages, and we placed sleeve cages over just the head, just the flag leaf, and both the head and flag leaf. So looking at the percent blanks, on the x-axis we have the different plant parts that the fall armyworm was allowed to feed on. F representing just the flag leaf, H representing just the head, and HF representing the head and the flag leaf in the same sleeve cage. On the y-axis we have the percent blanks that were associated with that head. So the red being the treated means one fall armyworm was infested in each sleeve cage. When they only had the flag leaf to feed on, there was no significant differences compared to the untreated check. The same follows for when they had both the head and the flag leaf to feed on. But when they only had the head to feed on in the sleeve cage, there was significantly more amount of blanks associated with that. Looking at the second sight year, this graph is set up exactly as the previous one. The same trend follows for when they only had the flag leaf to feed on. There's no significant differences there. But for the head and the head and flag leaf, there was significantly more amount of blanks associated with that head in those sleeve cages. Now let's correlate that with yield. Was yield impacted when there was significantly more amount of blanks associated with that? Across all treatments, there was no significant differences when looking at yield. So the purpose of this study was to determine the damage caused by the fall armyworm defoliation and when subsequent injury occurs at different growth stages of rice. So we used the location by treatment interaction. We were looking at early planted rice versus late planted rice. We were seeing a reduction in yield in the later growth stages in the field data, and in the greenhouse we were seeing a reduction in yield in the earlier growth stages. For the seed treatments, Dermacor and Veramark seemed to be reducing the numbers fairly quickly versus Cruiser and Nipsit. And once those plants are defoliated out in the field, we are seeing a delay in maturity with those high defoliation levels at the later growth stages. With that, I would like to thank everybody that helped me over the 2 years of my research, the Arkansas Rice Promotion Board, and the University of Arkansas. I'll take any questions.
Any questions?
All right. Thank you.